Ottawa. China is being accused of having, regularly, intercepted a Canadian military aircraft tasked with enforcing UN sanctions against North Korea. The Department of National Defense confirmed on Wednesday that the intercepts happened on a number of occasions between September and November. They involved a Canadian CP-140 Aurora surveillance aircraft flying out of Okinawa, Japan, Canada's latest contribution to a multinational sanctions monitoring effort. Defense Department spokesman Daniel LeBouthillier did not provide further details, such as the number of incidents or the specific dates they occurred. Canada has been clear in its expectation that all intercepts should be conducted in a safe and professional manner and refrain from impeding lawful operations in international airspace, he said. In a speech in Halifax earlier this month, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin described troubling trends in the Chinese military's activities. China's advances in the Taiwan Strait were growing increasingly provocative, he said, and the country's aircraft were flying near Taiwan in record numbers on a near-daily basis. We've seen a sharp increase in the number of dangerous Chinese intercepts of U.S. and allied forces, including Canadian aircraft, that were operating lawfully in international airspace over the South and East China Seas, said Austin. These troubling trends highlight the imperative of working with our unparalleled network of allies and partners across both the Atlantic and the Pacific to deter aggression. Austin said the U.S. aims to bolster the defense capabilities of allies in the Indo-Pacific region and help them become more agile and resilient. Canada launched an Indo-Pacific strategy earlier this week that included millions of dollars of new funding to boost the Canadian military's presence in the region. The strategy envisions Canada maintaining a semi-permanent naval footprint in the area while laying the groundwork for closer military cooperation and collaboration with allies. Two Canadian frigates deployed to the region in June are now on their way home. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 30, 2022. Lee Berthiaume and Marie Danielle Smith, The Canadian Press.